No, the $2 an hour is not enough. And at the same time, I'm grateful to have it over nothing. And that's the insane thing, is that you got people doing the exact same job I do, no hazard pay. Doctors, nurses, people wrapping themselves in garbage bags because they don't have proper PPE, no hazard pay. I mean, it's ridiculous. No one signs up to do this. Even if you work in one of those emergency jobs, right? Like, yeah, you know, you might. Like, this is something wholly different. And this is something that our society is not equipped to handle in a fair and equitable way. This is laid bare more than anything. Everyone's willing to give you just enough to survive. But at the end of the day, when the chips really fall down, then everyone wrings their hands about, like, oh, how are we going to pay for it? We can pay for a million other things. But in terms of providing the people putting their lives at risk, equitable and fair pay, then everyone shrugs their shoulders and says, oh, gosh, golly, gee. And it's ridiculous. Honestly, I think it's double pay. I think everyone dealing at the front line of this should get double pay. Because I'll tell you something, the difference between my normal shift that I worked a month ago and the shift I'm about to work right now in 5 minutes, the difference between those two is not $2 an hour. These are insane. I am a grocery store worker. I am not a licensed mental health professional. And yet I'm having to deal with people who are in an incredibly agitated state, understandably so. Anxiety. And like I said, that weird miasma that kind of exists over everything right now, where none of us know what the hell is going to happen because this has never happened before. This surreal moment we live in, I do not have the proper training to deal with this. And yet, I'm being expected to go in every shift and deal with this. And I'll happily deal with it, sure. I would rather be someone like me than someone that might be at a greater risk of catching and possibly dying from this disease. But it's not a difference of $2 an hour. And I think that there needs to be a fair reflection in the pay people are getting. Doctors, nurses, grocery store workers, delivery drivers, everyone at the front of this. Sanitation workers, we need to be making at least double. The fact that some people aren't even making any hazard pay, I mean, it's criminal. It's criminal, and it really shows where our priorities are as a society. Profit is the number one priority in our society. But the president said, best case scenario, 100,000 people die, right? That's two of the towns I live in. I live in Rockville, Maryland. That's like roughly 50,000 people. Two Rockvilles worth of people dying. That's insane. That's so many people. And that's the best case scenario. And all these millionaires and billionaires that run these corporations think about is, well, how do I maintain my profit? I think that there needs to be a fundamental restructuring of how we think and do things in this society that focuses on humanity. The humanity of us in the grocery stores, the humanity of the doctors and nurses in the hospitals, the humanity of the people continuing to pick up your trash every day, the humanity of all people in this situation who are going in every day, risking their lives to try to have things carry on as normal.